CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Biden says he's got to finish the job.
I'm determined on running, but I think it's important that I allay fears by let them see me out there.
18 congressional Democrats have said Biden should step aside in the campaign. Brittany Peterson of Colorado is the latest this morning. Top House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries says he met with the president last night to share concerns, and there figured to be more meetings into the weekend over the future of the presidential race. CBS News contributor Ashley Etienne is a Democratic strategist who keenly watched Biden's news conference last night.
The consensus is that the president actually had a good performance yesterday and that he, to some degree, did stop the bleeding, but it's not clear that this will hold for the president. There were meetings until 1 a.m. last night with the caucus, various factions within the caucus.
Well, CBS's Nicole Killian on Capitol Hill says polling has taken on a new urgency.
A number of Democrats have said, this really shouldn't necessarily be a decision about how the president does at a press conference or at a campaign event, but that we do need to take a hard look at these numbers, and that should be driving our decision and our course of action.
Well, now to hurricane-battered East Texas, where for hundreds of thousands, it's another day without electricity. CBS's Janet Shamlian is in Houston.
Families have been 4 days without power. The food in their refrigerators has gone bad. They've been waiting hours in line for a handout from the Houston Food Bank.
In Las Vegas today, it could mark the record seventh straight day with daytime highs hitting or topping 115. There's new information about a major data breach for AT&T back in 2022. CBS's Jolene Kent.
According to a new SEC filing by the company, an internal investigation showed that in April, a group of hackers stole 6 months of calls and text records of nearly every customer from May 1st to October 31st, 2022, and a small number of customers on January 2nd, 2023.
From New Mexico, CBS's Elise Preston reports the arms expert on the set of the movie Rust is expected to be called to the stand today in the Alec Baldwin trial.
Hannah Gutierrez-Reed is expected to take the stand today. She will be called to testify, but her attorneys tell us that she will plead the fifth. Keep in mind, the armorer, who is serving an 18-month sentence, is in an appeals process. She's accused prosecutors of misconduct in her trial.
The government says prices at the wholesale level rose by a larger than expected 2.6% last month from a year ago. Wall Street's right now, the Dow is up 258 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The officers and deputies involved in that fatal shooting Wednesday at Cliffside Park are on leave. An outside investigation is underway into the police shooting of that 37-year-old man. June home sales in the area declined. Racine County was down 9%. Kenosha down 4%, with Walworth County year-to-year sales down 20%. The 50th annual Salmonorama Fishing Contest returns as a 9-day festival at the Racine Civic Center. The fishing competition offers a $50,000 grand prize. Racine firefighters yesterday filled the kids' pond with lake water. There are fireworks tonight. Beach cautions and advisories were issued for several beaches in Racine and Kenosha counties this week. Both communities regularly test water quality and post results online. A welcome party for the Republican National Convention at the Summerfest grounds is expected to draw 15,000 people. Major road closures around Milwaukee will be in effect through convention week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers host the Nationals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Washington Nationals at AmFam Field. Their crew coming off a rough 1-0 loss to the Pirates. It snapped their streak of winning their last 9 home game series dating back to early April. The Pirates' 22-year-old right-hander Paul Skeens had a no-hitter going through 7 innings before leaving the game after throwing over 100 pitches. Pat Murphy says coaching his batters to try and wear down Skeens is not easy to do.
It's sensitive because if you think you get a pitch to hit and it's the one pitch you're going to get off this guy, hitting the off this guy with two strikes is death. It's not so easy to just say, well, just run the pitch count up. Well, you're 1-2, you got no chance of getting on base. Look at the numbers, 1-2 or 0-2. There's an art to doing it.
Elsewhere, the Cubs with another shutout win over the Baltimore Orioles, this time 8-0. With the win, the Cubs sweeping the Orioles in Maryland. Chicago's now won 6 of their last 7 games with a 4-game winning streak still alive. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Sitting comfortably warm today with high temperatures climbing to 80 degrees. Sunshine dominates the day and holds tight tomorrow, too. The mugginess seeping in, the chances for showers and some strong thunderstorms surges through overnight and into our Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
WRJN. I know you want to leave me.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN with Otis Redding.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change.
says 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
From Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
My baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. I'll see you
see me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama, take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way, I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way, I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Local news. Timeless Hits, WRJN. Follow Simon, me and Julio down by the schoolyard. And of course, a big deal for me is to try to keep whistling along with the song and that whistle part in the middle of the song. And when I can do it, I feel like I just won $1 million. Too bad my Powerball numbers never come up. Make an appointment to join Terry Havel for his much heralded Rock and Roll Never Forgets show. That is tomorrow from 10 to 2 right here on WRJN. And he does such a great job. The stories behind the hits and the songs that we play every day. Terry's going to tell you some really good stories about those and even play some songs you may have forgotten. That's Rock and Roll Never Forgets tomorrow on WRJN. And to that note, do you ever have one of those neighbors that knows everything? I mean, and I'm saying this in a really great way. He knows everything. Oh, he's one of the, but he's my old Uncle Dick, and he, every time I ask him about a singer or what's going on with this, he knows about them. And I'm gonna have him on the air next hour talking about something you might not have realized about the group Who, and that is, yeah, WHO, Who, and that is next hour right here on WRJN.
Hi, this is Jane Matt Mayer. If you're looking for me this morning, Greg and I are still around. You can find Matt Mayer on air and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? All roads lead to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizza to golden fried chicken and signature hot sandwiches and calzones, Ferraro's satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. July's pizza of the month is the buffalo chicken, buffalo sauce, premium chicken, and mozzarella. Also, make sure you ask for ranch on the side. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. The Brewers and U.S. Cellular are celebrating the outstanding educators in our community with the Grand Slam Teacher of the Month Award. Visit brewers.com/teacher to learn more and nominate an educator today. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please telephone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's still you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who heart is true.
every stage and turn. There is a season turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to build up, a time to break down, a time to dance, a time to mourn, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together. To everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time of love, a time of hate, a time of war, a time of peace, a time you may embrace, a time to refrain from embracing.
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN, The Byrds, Turn, Turn, Turn. And, of course, Pete Seeger, who wrote the song, literally used Ecclesiastes 3:1 through 8. You're like, what? I know. Yeah, but it's, well, I'll just take my word for it. Okay. And Google's and Yahoo and even The Byrds' website. He almost uses it verbatim, which I think is cool. It's a great way. It's probably the only Bible verse I knew for years, and it just because it was in a bird song. Tomorrow, from 9 to 1, Lutheran Church of the Resurrection. That's the church that you see on 322 Ohio Street in Racine. They are accepting blood donors and give you a chance to do a great deed and get a Culver's coupon for frozen custard and entry for drawing of a Genesis Weber gas grill. Urgent need for blood types, especially type O. So that is tomorrow. The phone number is 877-232-4376 to pre-register if you'd like. 877-232-4376. From the WRJN Radio
Pacific
Newsroom.
Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are arriving in Milwaukee for next week's GOP National Convention. Protesters will be there, too. State Party Chair Brian Schimming predicts things will stay peaceful.
I've spent a lot of time at the protest rodeo, and I feel pretty well that it'll be. But if we have some surprises, we're counting on local law enforcement to deal with it, and we expect that they will.
Civic Media News will be at the convention, bringing you coverage throughout the week over the air and online. Conservative State Supreme Court Justice Brad Schimmel raised close to $600,000 over the last 6 months. Liberal Susan Crawford raised a little more than $460,000 since she got into the race last month. The candidate shared those numbers with WISP Politics. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The 50th annual Salmon-O-Rama Fishing Contest returns to its roots at the Racine Civic Center starting today. What turned into a fishing-only event has gone back to a full 9-day festival. Highlights include Family Day, an exotic car show, BMX stunt bikes, live music, and the return of the Kids Pond. The fishing competition itself has a $50,000 grand prize. Lines go in the lake tomorrow, but the event starts today with fireworks tonight. In a Kenosha courtroom yesterday, a Waukegan woman said not guilty to a fatal hit-and-run charge. 37-year-old Sheila Tennant entered the plea to charges stemming from a fatal hit-and-run that killed 52-year-old Troy Wolgefart. Tennant admitted to smoking marijuana before the incident. Video evidence shows the victim being dragged for several blocks. You should check the web before you get in the water. There were beach cautions and advisories yesterday for Racine's North and Zoo beaches, along with inland beaches in Kenosha County at Old Settlers and Lance Park. Both communities regularly test the water and post results online. Lifeguards in Racine put up a caution earlier in the week for high waves. The convention week kicks off at the home of the big gig. On Sunday, there will be a welcome party at the Summerfest grounds. That's expected to draw 15,000 people. The celebration, hosted by the nonpartisan MKE 2024 Host Committee, marks the beginning of a week filled with political activities and significant traffic disruptions. Major closures include the Hone Bridge on Sunday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Sitting comfortably warm today with high temperatures climbing to 80 degrees. Sunshine dominates the day and holds tight tomorrow, too. The mugginess seeping in, the chances for showers and some strong thunderstorms surges through overnight and into our Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 82 degrees.
Finger on WRJM with local news and timeless hits. And tonight, the Brewers. Washington Nationals are going to be in town. 6:35 pregame show. Sorry, I'm listening to the song at the same time. I always love this opening, so I'm going to shut up. Anyway, the game's tonight. You can listen live here. WRJN.
Local news and timeless.
From the Beatles to the Monkees, right here on WRJN.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales, meant for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. Well, that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. Saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Put out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. A doubt in my mind. Said I'm a believer.
Monkees, I'm a believer, and I'm Cindy, and I love the Monkees. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I also like elephants, dogs, and kitty cats, although not in any particular order. Next hour, probably about less than 30 minutes away, Uncle Dick's pick of the week. And he is my source. You know, we got Terrell Havel that gives you the stories behind the songs. Well, he's my Uncle Dick, and he, too, has stories behind the songs, and so much so that I've asked him to be on my show today, and hopefully every Friday if he doesn't end up hating me after today. What I think you can do better, Dick. Anyway, so he's going to be on my show, and he's going to feature a song from The Who. So that is just less than 30 right here on WRJN.
Taco Fest of Racine returns on Saturday, July 20th. Experience the best of the best as over 10 of the area's best taco trucks battle it out for the Taco King of Racine title. Pair those tacos up with over 30 taps of Wisconsin craft beers and other delectable eats. It all kicks off at 1 p.m. on July 20th with live music from 6 to 9 p.m. Tacos are available while they last. Come in early and settle in for a day of delicious fun at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden. Taco Fest of Racine is brought to you in part by... Visit Racine County and enjoy Mount Pleasant.
We all love Saturdays, but are they really all that rewarding? I mean, do you really feel rewarded after mowing the lawn or doing all your I gotta do this because today's the weekend, whatever's? Well, Potawatomi wants your Saturdays to be the most rewarding ever with a share of $400,000 in cash and prizes. Just play this July for prize drawing entries. Win on Saturdays. Plus, each Potawatomi rewards level gets their own drawing. Rewarding Saturdays at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. For more details, visit paysbig.com/reward. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Strike strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20. Fun for the whole family awaits as kids bowl free through Labor Day.
Yes!
Make sure you stop by and sign up. You can also find the best live music every Sunday afternoon on the patio from 3 to 6. Also, don't miss out on Racine's best-kept secret, Angry Brothers Pub. Dig into awesome wings, fantastic burgers, and solid barbecue specials that'll keep you coming back. The perfect summer activities all in one spot. The Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Welcome to Staples, young man.
Tomorrow's my big day.
Big day?
First grade.
Aw, well, you know, Staples has crayons, markers, glue.
I need a laptop.
Oh, yeah, sure. With Staples Hot Deals, you can save up to $300 on select PCs for school.
Wait, wait. The finances are mom's department.
Right.
I'm looking for performance, like a Core i7 processor.
Boy, first grade has really changed.
Tell me about it.
Save big on tech for school with super low Staples Hot Deals. Right now, get up to $300 off select PCs at Staples. Ends 8/24.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
WRJN.
Oh, baby, I need your loving. Baby, I need your loving.
That Johnny Rivers, he has so many hits that there are a lot of songs that I really enjoyed. And the cool thing about working here on WRJN is to realize he did that one too. He did that one? Yeah. Johnny Rivers. And we've got sports coming up with Mike Clemens, the sports report, and Stuart J. Waddles with local news, plus CBS with national news. Just minutes away here on WRJN with local news and timeless hits like this one from Billy Joel.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. A regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. Joke or to light up your smoke, but there's some place that he'd rather be.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. 18 congressional Democrats now say President Biden should step aside in the presidential race, four of them since his news conference yesterday. CBS's Nicole Killian on new information from top House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries.
He said that he was granted a private meeting with the president last night. He says in his conversation with the president, I expressed the full breadth of insight, heartfelt perspective.